I'm Dan Feinberg, WRPR News. I'm here at the Ice Vault Hockey Arena in Wayne, New Jersey, where two local teams are about to battle it out on the ice. But in the National Hockey League, the Stanley Cup playoffs are beginning to heat up.
Ned Kreider, he scores! Chris Kreider, it's a power play goal!
While fans are rooting for their favorite teams, some current and former players are looking to make a huge rule change in the near future. Hockey is the only major sport where fighting is not penalized by an automatic ejection from the game, but instead only results in a 5-minute penalty for both fighters.
There's a fight going on.
Yeah, Downey and Alsner, who doesn't usually drop his mitts. They were all tangled up, and Alsner had enough of Downey trying to goad him into the fight. Alsner gets that first right in. Downey's a guy that's fought an awful lot in his career, and at the end lands the last couple of right jabs.
Well-known former players like Mike Milbury have said that fighting should be banned from the game because of the risk of injury. But most people feel that fighting has its place in the game. Adam Kaufman from the Boston Globe says that fighting is a way for players to police the game.
I think there's a place for it in the game. I'm a believer in players policing the game to a certain extent. Maybe it can give a team a spark. Maybe it can turn momentum.
One common misconception about fighting in hockey is that the game is overrun with these fights. However, the average NHL team only fights once every 3 games. Cole Stukane, a junior at Ramapo, thinks people have this idea because of an old cliche about the game.
And the fights, you know, it's not like a boxing match often. You know, they're grabbing the other guy's jersey and they might take a few shots to the head, but the worst I've seen is a black eye, maybe a small cut in the face. It's not like they're, you know, limping off most of the time. So the fighting, I don't think it's all that terrible. I don't think they should outlaw it, nah.
Why do you think that there's a misconception that fighting is so prevalent? Some people think that it happens almost every game.
It's also, there's the joke, you know, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out. It's just, people sometimes, it's the same reason people go to NASCAR to see the crashes. It's an interesting element that isn't all just the back and forth up and down the ice.
Eddie Skrzypek, a former hockey player that attends Ramapo, thinks it should be up to the players to decide if fighting should be taken out of the game because it's part of how they learn to play.
Do you think it should be the responsibility of the NHL to get rid of fighting, or do you think that the players should be able to police it themselves?
I think that if they're going to get rid of it, it would have to come from the players, because, I mean, that's how they were brought up playing the game currently. So, I mean, if you want to get rid of fighting altogether, I would say that you have to start in the lower leagues and not allow it from there on.
Cole Stukane thinks that a rule change would alter the competitive nature of games.
How might getting rid of fighting change the game?
I don't know. You might as well just put pillows around their bodies and hope for the best. I mean, it would be a lot more cushy. It would be faster paced. You know, there might not be as many fights, but there wouldn't be any, of course. But technically, they're a penalty now, so outlawing it even further, what are they going to do? Like, suspend you?
Hockey could be going through some major changes in the near future, but it's unclear if the elimination of fighting is in the NHL's plans. For the next few months, that won't be on the minds of hockey fans as they watch their favorite team compete for the Stanley Cup. I'm Dan Feinberg, WRPR News.